Homily 47, The Power of Faith. Keeping our eyes on Jesus who perfects our faith. When I was in Hong Kong years ago, I went to breakfast very early because of jet lag. A lone Chinese Jesuit beckoned me to his table. He was a bishop who had spent years in solitary confinement when the communists took over. I asked if I, a stupid American, might ask a personal question. Bishop, was it your faith, your Jesuit spirituality, that supported you all those dark years, many of them in solitary? With a twinkle in his eye, he said, yes, my faith, my Jesuit spirituality, but I am also a very stubborn man, a typical Jesuit. Pope John Paul II, his favorite text was, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? As some of you know, this concern of his materialized in his proclaiming 2013 as the year of faith. If you were asked by Bill Maher, the comedian who ridicules people of faith, what faith is, what would you reply? Maher does not know the distinction between faith and being able to express it. The same way that people in love often cannot find words for the love of their life. However, I would say that faith is basically a falling in love with the triune God and Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and was raised from the dead, to bring us true life. Through faith, we throw our arms in love around our crucified and risen Lord and follow him. This morning's second reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, urges us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Notice the paradox. On the cross, he cried out both, my God, why have you forsaken me? And, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The paradox of faith. During a graduate seminar, the German Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner related that during the Second World War, a woman came to see him because her two sons were being sent to the Russian front. This meant certain death. She shouted and screamed at God, "You cannot have my sons." Well, they were sent and they were killed. However, the woman returned to Father Rahner months later, utterly peaceful. The paradox of faith. It is known that in the Nazi death camps, the Jews would meet in secret and put God on trial for their sufferings. However, when the time came for worship, they would cease their deliberations to praise and worship God. Vintage Judaism, read the Psalms, you have the same thing. How strange life is, how strange faith is. If you have read Mother Teresa's letters, then you know that for almost 50 years she lived in enormous darkness, a darkness of faith, without one shred of religious emotion. However, she never wavered in her love of Christ and the outcasts of society. She reminded me of what Hadewijk, a 13th century Flemish mystic, wrote. Notice, hell is the seventh name of this faith wherein I suffer. There is nothing faith does not engulf and damn. No one who falls into her and whom she seizes comes out again. No grace exists there. The paradox. Mother Teresa wrote, "It often happens that those who spend their time giving light to others remains in darkness themselves," like teaching here at BC for over 40 years. It goes on, "If I ever become a saint, I will surely be one of darkness. I will continually be absent from heaven to light the light of those in darkness on earth." how often does faith require living in darkness? Karl Rahner wrote that faith means a lifetime of putting up with God's incomprehensibility. I would go further. Faith means wrestling not only with God's incomprehensibility, but also with our own incomprehensibility, our own mystery. As the intriguing mystic Raymond Lull wrote, the human person is an abyss whose bottom is the abyss, into which even the soul of Christ vanishes. So let us pray with a Jewish father who brought his possessed son to Jesus and begged, I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief.